Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3379BN. Today's date is June 15th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State Pushed into a Corner, Constitution is Winning, Election Attack, Watch the Water. Talk about our health. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I recently saw a video he made and I was shocked. He's in his 80s and still kicking butt and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking is he's stronger and can work out longer and even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. He did this by just making one change. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing too, and she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger. Her body looks leaner and she has energy all day. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/X22 or click the link down below in the video. It will change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/X22 and click on the link in the description below to watch the video now. You won't believe how simple it is. Just a reminder, the legendary Chuck Norris is a whopping 81 years old and yet has more energy than me. He discovered he could create dynamic changes to his health simply focusing on three things that sabotage our body as we age. Watch this method by clicking the link in the description box below. That is chuckdefense.com/X22. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, they have been pushed into a corner, and the only direction they have to go is the direction the patriots have set. And think about all the precedents that they have already set. Remember, the deep state, they were so scared, so afraid of Trump getting back into office, they pushed everything that they have done onto him. They didn't care because all they knew is they had to stop him. They had to stop him at all costs. So what they did, they took all the crimes that they have committed and they went after Trump. Now, by doing this, they set an enormous amount of precedence, and now it can be used against them. So basically, they have been pushed into a corner and they are trapped in all this, which means the only way out of this is to do what? Either win the elections, and if they can't win the elections, because they see the internal poll numbers, they know exactly what's happening here, they're going to delay the elections because they can't allow Trump to get back in office. And how do you delay the elections? Well, I do believe by attacking the country and by bringing us to war. And you could see they're following their 16-year plan. They're prepared to attack the election system, and they're prepared to bring us to war. They already set everything in place. They tried to do this back in 2016 before Trump came into office, where they proposed drafting women. Because remember, Hillary Clinton was supposed to win. Hillary Clinton was going to bring us to nuclear war. Women were going to be drafted. And think about why they wanted women to be drafted. Because women, they give birth. If you destroy the population of women, what do? You depopulate the world. I mean, if you have men out there and they die in battle, one man still can impregnate many women. You could still have a population. But if you get rid of a lot of the women, well, it's the opposite. And I do believe this is what they have been trying to do. And this is what they're trying to do now, because in the new NDAA, they have a part in there that says, yes, we're going to have women sign up for the Selective Service, which means they could be drafted. Now, again, this is not anything new. They've had it before. It just never passed. Now, how do you get something to pass? You need an event. And I do believe that's what is coming. This is where people are going to see this scare event, and they know that this is the direction that they're heading in, because otherwise they would never put that in there. If we had peace, there'd be no reason for it. The only reason you would do it ahead of time, because you know what you're going to do. You're going to push war. You're going to attack the election system. You're going to make it look like a foreign country is actually doing this. Actually, the intelligence community right now, they're putting out reports that, yes, there are foreign countries now that are going to meddle in our elections. They're pointing to Russia. We'll be discussing this a little bit later. And actually, Elon chimed in and said, you know something? Maybe we need to get rid of the computerized voting systems because they could be hacked. And this is something that we shouldn't have in this country. So he's already letting His millions of followers know this. The stage is being set for all this. And the other thing that's very interesting is that the GOP, they made a recommendation where they want to rename the waterways, the water surrounding the country, Trump with Trump's name. So we know we were told to watch the water. Is this a sign letting us know, start watching the water? It's starting to seem that way. Now, before we get to war, before we get to the draft, before we get to the elections being attacked, let's talk about what's happening with Biden's ghostwriter, special counsel Her, and how AG Merrick Garland, how he was just held in contempt for not turning over the audio. Now, I do believe they're holding the audio because if Biden doesn't step down, I do believe they got instructions to use it against him when the time is right. And this is one way they can take him out and actually prove that he cannot hold office. We have to take him out with the 25th Amendment because, once again, there must be something in there that's very, very damaging. And the only reason you would keep something like this is to use it later on. You wouldn't go all out to hide it unless you actually really needed it and you're going to try to give Biden a chance. Yes, I know it's the criminal syndicate. I know they're covering for themselves. But again, remember what Trump said. The 25th Amendment is not going to hurt me. It's going to hurt Biden. So I do believe this is exactly what they're going to do, and this is what they're going to use it. And sooner or later, with all this pressure on Merrick Garland, I do believe he will get the signal, the message, to release it. But the Oversight Project, they put this out and says, what can we see through the redactions? Here's what we found in the transcript following our big legal win last night. Biden's ghostwriter Mark Zwanzer admitted he deleted the audio recordings of Biden interviews after Her was appointed special counsel. Her's team still found them. Zwanzer testified how resident Biden knew he wasn't supposed to have the classified material in such an unsecure setting and needed to be careful in discussing classified material with Zwanzer, who did not have a security clearance. Zwanzer told investigators that Biden took him into the garage at his Wilmington home to see the resident's Corvette. This is the same garage where resident Biden improperly stored classified documents. Her didn't even bother showing up to the Zwanzer interview. This is odd considering the high-profile nature of the interview. Zwanzer told investigators that Biden read frequently from his personal diary and journals in their interviews for the memoir. Biden would let Zwanzer make copies of the documents. Biden mentioned he needed to be careful because he was reading from documents with classified markings. At one point, Biden told Zwanzer he had just found a classified document downstairs in his home. Zwanzer confirmed he never possessed a security clearance, and DOG curiously redacted his answer to the question of whether he has ever dealt with classified information. Zwanzer added he didn't know how procedures in a SCIF, a location to review and discuss classified materials, worked. Zwanzer transcribed the audio recordings of his interviews with Biden he unsuccessfully tried to delete when Her was appointed and used them to ghostwrite Biden's book. So once again, what does this tell you? It tells you that Biden knew exactly what he has had. He knew that they were classified documents. Now remember, he was vice president and he was a senator. He broke the law. And once again, did anything happen to him? Absolutely not. Does anyone see the two-tier justice system? Absolutely everyone does. Plus, Her's excuse is absolutely ridiculous, but I do believe this was set up for later on. Why would he do something like that? Because I do believe instead of saying, oh, he's guilty, he shouldn't have these records, he was vice president, senator, this would be a huge, huge scandal. And would he be able to be president then? That's interesting, isn't it? So what they did was they covered it up. They're pushing him out. They're putting a lot of pressure on him. I do believe Obama is. And they're going to use this recording against him if he doesn't step down on his own. And I do believe this is the direction we are heading in right now. And Merrick Garland, remember, he was held in contempt. But again, if it's a criminal syndicate, who's pressing charges? Yeah, the sergeant at arms, they can come and arrest him. But who's going to press charges? There's nobody. When you have the mafia controlling the entire government, it's the entire government, all these people, they're controlled. There is no other agency. Who? The FBI? Who else? Who's going to do it? There's nobody unless you have an outside entity that follows the oath of the Constitution. So in this instance, what do we need? We need the military. They have their own lawyers, their own judges, their own trial system for treason. This is what is needed. This is why it's the military. The military is the only way. And the Justice Department, they said they're not going to prosecute Garland for contempt. They're saying that, you know, refusal to provide the audio wasn't a crime. So think about what everyone is seeing. Think about what's going on here. People are getting it. They're realizing, holy crap, they're protecting their own. Now, what's very interesting is Andy Biggs, Representative Andy Biggs, he is now taking over Mr. Santo's New York bill to revoke the security clearance of the 51 lying intelligence officials who claim that Hunter's laptop was Russian disinformation. Congress must hold bad actors accountable. Yes, all these individuals, their intelligence clearance should be completely and utterly removed because they lied to the American people. They knew it wasn't Russian disinformation. Plus, they're part of the criminal syndicate. So, yes, it should be removed. Absolutely. Now, once again, are the installed criminals in the House and the Senate, are they going to go along with this? This will be very, very interesting. Let's see how this all plays out, because, again, they need these people. They work with the criminals. They're part of the criminal syndicate. So once again, we'll have to see how this all plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, since the open borders have been wide open, and we know the reason why they're wide open, what have we seen? We've seen crime go up. Now, think about the government. Think about how they can have to convince you that nothing is going on. When they tell you the economy is great, what do? They manipulate the GDP numbers, manipulate unemployment, manipulate inflation. When they tell you, hey, look, open borders, there's really not that many people coming in here, don't worry about it, they manipulate the numbers. When they tell you there's no crime, why is there no crime? They manipulate the numbers. Even though people are seeing crime all over the place, this is how they try to convince you that what they're doing is not really doing, it's not having an effect on the country. Aaron Wexler put this out and said, Judicial Watch just published an analysis of the DOJ's report on 2018 federal crimes. Only 36% of arrests were U.S. citizens. 64% of arrests were non-citizens. Imagine what those numbers are today. We're living through an invasion, and it should be the issue for 2024. And I do believe the people, this is an issue for everyone. DC Drano responded to this and said, wait, almost two-thirds of arrests for federal crimes are illegal aliens, and Rhino Republicans wouldn't impeach Mayorkas? Of course not, because they're all part of the criminal syndicate. Why would they want to do that? They don't want to do that. And then take this to the next step. They're bringing in the illegals. They know crime is going to go up. What do? To hide the crime, you stop reporting it. This is how you manipulate the numbers. And Wokeness put this out and said, crime is not down. Crime reporting is. So there are 6,097 agencies submitted no 2022 data, 32% of all police agencies. So they're not reporting information on the crimes. They were instructed not to report this information. Why? Because they needed to show that what they're doing doesn't affect crime. They had to convince the American people. But again, the people aren't stupid. They see what's going on. Stephen Miller responded to this and said, one-third of police agencies have stopped submitting crime stats. Democrats are letting criminals run rampant in our cities. And then they're covering up the carnage. That's exactly what they're doing. And you can see that this isn't going to work. Because the people, they see the economy imploding. They see the crime. People, they see it with their own eyes. So no matter what statistical information they give, it's people know it's fake. Period. The end. And this is what happens when you have a population that has woken up. They can see very, very clearly. Actually, they can't even unsee it, because once you see it, you can't unsee it. When you're brainwashed and you're kept in the dark and you really don't know what's going on, you don't see it. But once you see it, it's almost like the Matrix. Once you see the Matrix, you can't unsee it. Once you see what the deep state is doing, once you see their agenda, you can't unsee it. And what's very interesting is people can't unsee the censorship. They see it all over the place. They know that the Biden administration, going all the way back to Obama, even further back than that, the people know that they've been fed propaganda through the fake news, through social media, Because, again, how do you push propaganda on social media platforms like YouTube, Instagram, Facebook? You censor those people that are telling the truth. So what do you get? You get pure propaganda. And now, today, it's much, much difficult to push the propaganda because we have the truth tellers out there on many, many different platforms. We have True Social, we have X, we have Rumble, we have BitChute. We have all these different platforms today that allow the people to hear the other side. And when they see the facts and when they hear the other side, people say, okay, that was propaganda. This is how you show the people the truth. And it looks like Chris Pavlovsky from Rumble, the head of Rumble, they are now going after Google. And he put this out on X. He says, our legal team has unearthed a video of Google's former VP of search products, Marissa Mayer, laughing to Google recruits about preferencing Google-owned products in Google search. This will be exhibit one in our self-preferencing antitrust lawsuit against Google. Then we have Gomer. He is now going to investigate news rating group NewsGuard over allegations of left-wing bias. Remember, all these different fact-checkers, NewsGuard places, and all this stuff, they were put into place because the propaganda wasn't working anymore. So what they did was the truth was getting out there on other platforms, and they needed to combat the truth by pushing fact-checkers on us, which actually just spun the story and really didn't fact-check anything because they were getting information from the same sources. So people debunked it over and over and over. I mean, they fact-checked Hunter Biden's laptop. How'd that work out? They fact-checked COVID. It was from the wet market. How'd that work out? They fact-checked that it did leak from the lab. How'd that work out? They fact-checked that the vaccines were safe and effective. How'd that work out? They were spewing the same information from the same exact groups, trying to convince you that, oh, no, no, what we're saying is absolutely true. But everyone now knows it's not. Now they're being investigated. Actually, most of these places that were censoring, most of these people, most of these places that were pushing out propaganda, they are now being closed down, or we're starting to see a lot of people being laid off. I mean, look at Media Matters. They had to lay off a lot of people. Why? Because people now are catching on. People are now getting it. Tyler O'Neill put this out and said, the far-left smear factory, Southern Poverty Law Center, is laying off staff, according to its union. The move comes 1 week after SPLC smeared a record number of mainstream conservatives as hate and anti-government extremist groups. Now, they're being laid off. It should be shut down completely. Kanako the Great put this out and said, the Stanford Internet Observatory, responsible for COVID-19 and 2020 election censorship, is being shut down. The DHS outsourced censorship to the Election Integrity Partnership, comprised of four organizations: the Stanford Internet Observatory, the University Washington Center for an Informed Public, Atlantic Council's Digital Forensic Research Lab, and Graphica. During the 2020 elections, 120 analysts monitored 15 tech platforms, 22 million tweets labeled misinformation, entire misinformation narratives targeted for platform-wide throttling. The EIP claimed every repeat spreader of election misinformation was a Trump supporter. The cancelers are being canceled. Absolutely. And how is this happening? Because the people are awake. The people see what's going on. And the people are pushing back. And the Constitution is continually winning. Freedom of speech. And when the government gets involved and they violate your freedom of speech, guess what happens? We win every time in the court of law. When we have the government trying to go after our Second Amendment rights and they're violating our Second Amendment rights, what happens? The Constitution wins every single time in the court of law. And that's exactly what we're seeing happen now with the Second Amendment. They tried to use the ATF to create rules. They tried to use the ATF to create rules to make them look like laws, to infringe on our Second Amendment rights. But that has failed time and time again. Remember, Biden came out and he tried to have the ATF push this new rule expanding definition of gun dealers. So anyone that was selling a gun privately, they were then classified as a gun dealer and you had to get a license, which is infringing on your right. We also had the ATF. They put out a rule that was going to ban pistol braces. Now, pistol braces, they were used for those people that were handicapped. It made it a lot easier for them to hold a rifle and to shoot it. And on June 13th, U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor vacated the ATF's AR pistol brace rule, noting that it violated the Administrative Procedures Act. The ATF pistol brace rule targets stabilizer braces attached to AR pistols, claiming the braces turn AR pistols into short barrel rifles. And since SBRs are regulated under the National Firearms Act 1934, the ATF issued its rule on AR pistol braces to stop it. And they tried to convince everyone that you had to turn it in, you had to destroy your weapon, remove the pistol brace, or register it. That's what they really wanted. They wanted people to register it or destroy their own weapon. But the people, they didn't fall for it. And now this whole thing has been reversed. It violates the APA procedural requirements. They tried to push rules as laws. That's not how it works. And think about what happened with bump stocks. Remember going back in time when Trump said, yes, we need to ban bump stocks? Think about why he might have done these things. He wanted people to sue. He wanted people to bring this up to the Supreme Court, just like everything else. Because once the ruling is made, everyone now sees, wait, it's constitutional. Okay. And now the states, what can't they do? They can't create laws because now we have these rulings in place. But let's go back to March 23rd, 2018. Trump said Obama administration legalized bump stocks. Bad idea. As I promised today, the Department of Justice will issue the rule banning bump stocks with a mandated comment period. We will ban all devices that turn legal weapons into illegal machine guns. Now, he knew that people were going to sue. He knew that people were going to bring this up to the Supreme Court. And he knew the Supreme Court was going to do what? They were going to rule in favor of the bump stock. And that is exactly what happened. Michael Cargill said, I won 63 Garland versus Cargill. It took him 5 years, but he sued. He went up against AG Merrick Garland. And now the Supreme Court has found that the federal government cannot use a decades-old ban on machine guns to ban bump stocks. Semi-automatic firearms, which require shooters to re-engage the trigger for every shot, are not machine guns. This case asks whether a bump stock, an accessory for a semi-automatic rifle that allows the shooter to rapidly re-engage the trigger, converts the rifle into a machine gun. And it does not. And this is coming from Clarence Thomas. Now, think about the timing of all this. Think about it. We have all the illegals in this country, and we have the Obama administration trying to ban the weapons from the people. And we had Biden following up on this. And now the pistol braces, the Supreme Court rules that everyone can have it. You can sell your weapon to anyone you want. You're not a dealer. And you can have a bump stock, which allows you to rapidly fire your AR-15. Why do you think the timing was set up for this to happen right before the presidential election with all the illegals in this country to protect our own? So now everything the deep state has been trying to do has completely failed. It backfired on them. They are now trapped in a corner. Does this mean they're going to? Did you know that millions of Americans face an epidemic of sleeplessness that is silently harming their health and well-being? The trauma our minds have endured over the last 4.5 years doesn't just turn off with a flip of a switch. News headlines swirling in your head as you toss and turn or stare at the ceiling, you're not alone. We have to reset, bring cortisol levels back to normal, and to do that, we need a restful night's sleep. When you lay down at night, knowing that you have the key to ensuring a deep and regenerative sleep is life-changing. But before you default to melatonin, did you know that there are mountains of research revealing its many risks? In fact, melatonin has been banned from over-the-counter sales in many countries, but of course, North America is still going strong. From disrupting sleep cycles to increasing tolerance and dependency over time, if you're in need of a sleep supplement, melatonin is not it. Enter Restful Sleep Formula, crafted by awake doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough and Chief Medical Board at The Wellness Company, who understand the mounting harms of melatonin. Restful Sleep Formula is an all-natural alternative to melatonin, packed with ashwagandha, kava, chamomile, passion flower, and more. This powerful capsule has everything you need for deep, rejuvenating sleep. And here's the kicker. With Restful Sleep Formula, you actually save 56% compared to buying each one of these supplements separately. Plus, you save an extra 10% and get free shipping when you use code X22 at checkout. Don't just dream of better sleep, make it a reality. Visit twc.health/X22 today and use the code X22 at checkout, or just click the link in the description. Stop? Do you think they're going to retreat? No. They're going to push forward, and they're going to push very, very hard because they have nothing else to do here except push the illegals, push chaos, push war, follow the 16-year plan. And that's exactly what they're doing. And they need to make the troops very, very weak. Election Wizard put this out and said, Pentagon seeks approval to feed American troops experimental lab-grown meat in order to reduce CO2 footprint. Now, what do you think the lab-grown meat is going to do to our soldiers? It's going to make them weak. They're not going to get the protein they need. They're not going to get the strength they need. Actually, it's going to cause major problems. But they know this. This is part of their plan. Why? Because they want to make sure the soldiers are weak. They want to make sure people aren't joining the armed forces. They did this on purpose. And this is why you see the trans. This is why you see all these people in uniform wearing heels. Because you think men are going to say, hey, let me join up if all the people there are these trans people? No, they're going to shy away from it. And think about, let's take this to the next step. Think about why they would want this to happen. Because they'll say, we don't have enough people in the armed forces. We don't have enough men. So let's bring in women. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But it looks like the entire ceasefire deal is not working out the way the Biden administration thought it was going to work out. Because, again, he's not really in control. Obama is calling the shots. And do you really think Obama wants Hamas to actually negotiate a ceasefire? I don't believe so. I think he's trying to push Biden out. He's going to continually push Hamas not to sign a ceasefire, have the far left go against Biden to push him out and actually create a lot more chaos. They can't have the war ending right now. I mean, it'd be great if it did. But again, I do believe Israel's mission is to remove as much as they possibly can. And I do believe Representative Mast has the right idea where he said that we should introduce legislation to prevent American funding of the Gazan rebuilding. See, the United States shouldn't be paying for all of these countries to rebuild. Now, I do believe Trump has the right idea. You want money from us? It is then a loan. Do you think people are going to see this very, very differently? Because remember, at this point right now, the deep state players, they just give the money away. We never see it again. If people want money from this country, United States, yes, we'll loan it to you. Here's the interest. And you're going to have to make payments. And the payments start at this point in time. I think a lot of countries would look at this very, very differently. And remember, the deep state, they love to money launder the money. They love to bring the money in. Nobody keeps track of it. It goes where? To the terrorists. It rebuilds them very, very quickly. And this is what they keep doing. But again, it's time to shut it all down. It's time to stop it. And I do believe Representative Mast has a really great idea. And same thing with Ukraine. You want money to rebuild? Well, we're going to loan it to you. You've got to borrow it. But again, you could see the deep state players, they don't want this to happen because they have to money launder the money. They have to give it to the terrorists. Remember, it's state-funded terrorists. And they have to keep this going over and over and over. And this is why Biden's out there. And he signed a 10-year agreement with Zelensky that would survive the second term of Trump's presidency. So this is 10 years, but can this be reversed? Absolutely. Matt Gaetz put this out and said, Trump on Ukraine, they are never going to be there for us. He says we should pay our troops more instead of sending $60 billion to Ukraine. Trump trashing the Ukraine aid, Speaker Johnson's face is so epic. And yes, it's time to stop it. But is it the right time right now? No, it will be the right time. But again, why interfere with your enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves? Remember, this entire system is completely collapsing. It's their system. The central bank is why Trump said, hey, maybe we should get rid of taxes on tips. Maybe we should get rid of the federal income tax, because I do believe that he is now making his move to go to the Federal Reserve. And everything that they put in place benefits them. It's their system. And their system is dying. The system is imploding. And the only way out of this, and if you look back in time, they always need an event. They always need something. And I do believe they tried the pandemic to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Scam, but everyone was supposed to be trapped in their houses, their apartments, their homes, wherever, and they were supposed to be there for 10 years, and the entire economic system was going to break down. Trump opened up the country. Trump countered everything that they were trying to do. Now they have to rely on the war. And that's where they're bringing us. And you can see for Ukraine, it's not going too well. Right now, it looks like young Ukrainian girls are now being forced into the military. This is coming from Wall Street Silver. So they're going to be putting women into the military right now because they're running out of men. Now, the picture that which is on Wall Street Silver's post, those are actually cadets. Those aren't the people that are being women that are being brought in and told that, yeah, you're going to serve. But these are the people, these women, they actually applied themselves. But Putin, he's already telling Ukraine, listen, we don't have to fight this war anymore. We can have peace. It's not that hard. We can have peace. And this is what Putin says the conditions are. Conditions for the start of negotiations between Russia, Federation, and Kiev, which were voiced by Putin. Ukrainian troops must be completely withdrawn from the territories of DPR, LPR, Kherson, and other regions. Ukraine's refusal to join NATO. Neutral, non-aligned, nuclear-free status of Ukraine. All Western sanctions against the Russian Federation must be lifted. The status of Crimea and Sevastopol and DPR, LPR, and Kherson regions as regions of the Russian Federation should be recorded into the international treaties. If Kiev and the West refuse the new peace proposal, then the conditions will be different, Putin said. So what do you think the deep state players did? Did they say, okay, let's talk about peace. Let's start moving this forward. I think they did the opposite. Clandestine put this out and said, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg explaining how Putin's peace proposal is not real and how the peaceful solution is actually to keep fighting a war they cannot win. NATO are in no position to negotiate. Whatever leverage they had is now gone. Putin is offering an olive branch. NATO Ukraine can admit defeat, spare the remaining Ukrainians and negotiate, or Putin is just going to take what he wants by force. The West know they cannot take the political hit by admitting they lost this war, especially before the U.S. election. So they will continue to sacrifice Ukrainian people to advance their own nefarious agenda, which means they're going to take this to the next step, which means they know they can't win. They know that Putin's going to say, okay, you don't want to have peace? Then we're just taking these areas and we're bringing our troops into this and you're going to be completely and utterly shut out, which means the deep state players are going to do what? They're going to have some type of false flag to bring us into nuclear war. They already know this. And this is why it's in the NDAA for year 2025. What are they planning to do? They're planning on registering women for the Selective Service. It says the Military Selective Service Act to require the registration of women for Selective Service. Now, remember, in May, the NDAA, fiscal year 2025, received strong bipartisan support as it was approved by the House Armed Services Committee. The vote was overwhelmingly in favor, passing 57-1. On Friday, the House of Representatives approved its version of the bill to automatically register men aged 18 to 26 for selective service. Now remember, before, men weren't automatically registered. You would do it yourself. When you turn 18, you had 30 days to register. Yes, there's a lot of people that didn't register. They didn't do it. Now everyone's name is going to be automatically registered. Timing is very interesting. And the automatic draft registration system would replace the existing system from the 80s. From 1973, it looks like the Selective Service registration expired. They renewed it in 1980, where they said, okay, all men have to register once again. And now they want automatic registration. But within the new NDAA, they want women to automatically register also. Now, we have those patriots out there who are criticizing all of this. We have Representative Mike Davis. He expressed opposition. We have Marjorie Taylor Greene expressing opposition. We have Representative Chip Roy. He is expressing opposition to all of this and many, many others. And you can see there's a reason they're doing this. This is not anything new where they wanted to draft women. They are following the 16-year plan. They were following the 16-year plan going back to when Obama came into office. Remember, Obama was the first 8 years. Hillary Clinton was supposed to win. She was supposed to bring us to war. So to prep for war, what did they do back in 2016? in June 15th of 2016, in the NDAA, the Senate passed the Defense Authorization Bill, which would require young women to register for the draft. Now, of course, this never passed because you need an event to pass something like this. And here they are doing the same exact thing. They know they're going to push war. They're following the 16-year plan. They reintroduce the draft for women. And what are they going to do? They're going to have an event. And yes, this is going to get scary as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. Now, the other thing that we know is most likely Biden, he will not be the president. If he doesn't step down on his own, they will push him out. And like we said from the very, very beginning, when it was time, he was really going to push his dementia. Why would he push dementia like this? Plausible deniability. And you can see that it is being pushed very, very hard right now. Viva Frey put this out and said, everyone freaking out about the Biden clip at G7. I found the full video, the longer clip, and as the individual is parachuting in for G7, the Italian seminar for this conference, Biden was looking the opposite way. All the other leaders looking at the individual parachuting down right in front of them, Biden was turned around. They had to come over to him, turn him back the other way, and then he slowly put his sunglasses on and then just stared into space. I think everyone's starting to see it's getting worse and worse as time goes on. I do believe this is why Trump back in 2020 said, listen, 25th Amendment is not going to affect me. It's going to affect Joe Biden. And I do believe Obama and team, they're prepared and ready to take him out with the 25th Amendment. And I do believe this is why they're holding the audio recordings of her. I do believe they will use this as proof that he can no longer function as the resident. Thomas Massey put this out and said, I suppose you could believe this president is healthy and vibrant if you believe a man can be a woman. Exactly. And I do believe the fake news, they will start showing this. They'll be instructed to start showing Biden. But again, they want him to be in the nominee first. So I do believe they're going to really push this after August. They're going to really push hard. And I wouldn't be surprised if MSNBC, CNBC, CNN, and the rest, they start pulling out old videos and saying, and putting together this story of, look, we do see the mental decline now. Look at him from the beginning of 2020. Now look at him today. You can see it. And I do believe they will make the case of how he has declined. Now think about everything that they've done to Trump. They've gone after him and they set precedent after precedent and after precedent. Think about what they did with the hush money trial. Remember, Trump paid his lawyer. It was a legal expense. They never proved that Trump paid off Stormy Daniels. He paid money to the attorney. I do believe Cohen was having sex with Stormy Daniels. He paid her off to cover up all of it so his wife wouldn't find out. But think about all those members of Congress who paid millions in taxpayer funds to silence people who brought sexual misconduct claims against them. Can those individuals be investigated now? Yes, they can. Can they be convicted of felonies like Trump? Yes, they can. Did he just set a precedent? Yes, he did. Thomas Massey put this out and said the following. Congressman paid $17 million of taxpayer money for undisclosed hush money payment to cover up sexual harassments. Meanwhile, candidate Trump allegedly used his money for a $130,000 hush payment, and he's convicted of 34 felonies for not disclosing. Well, by the way, that was a legal expense, and they never proved that he paid this to keep Stormy Daniels quiet. So once again, can all these congressmen and women, can they be brought up on charges? Absolutely. I do believe a precedent was now established. And I do believe this was done on purpose. Sometimes you got to take the slings and arrows. Sometimes you got to show the people. And now it can be used against them. And as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, we know the deep state players, as they bring us to war, they're going to try to delay the elections because I think at this point in time, they realize with their internal polls that they don't have a chance. And they can either allow Trump, to win in their system. He won't win by the landslide that he wants, but they can just allow him to win. I don't think they want to do this, or they can try to delay it. But what's very interesting is that people, since the 2020 election, they realize that there is election interference. They realize that the 2024 election is going to be rigged. We see election interference, not just with ballots, not just with the machines, but with the intelligence clowns, with the laptop, with the lies. This is all election interference. With the indictments that we're seeing now, this is all election interference. This is how you rig elections. So Rasmussen reports, they put out a poll and it says, do you agree or disagree with this statement? There is no way Joe Biden got 81 million votes in the 2020 election. Agree, Dems 25%, Independents 43%, GOP 76%, all voters now 48%. So it looks like people, they're hovering around the 49-48% because that was the prior result. They realized that there was something wrong. Now, I do believe as time goes on, people are going to understand that the election systems aren't secure. And I think in the end, people are going to say, okay, I don't trust the election systems. Now, how will people not trust the election systems? I do believe the intelligence clowns are going to tell them that you can't trust them. I do believe the deep state, they're going to try to shut down their own systems to try to delay the elections. Because again, what can't they use? They can't use the mail-in ballots. They can't use the drop boxes. The signature verification that they used before, which was non-existent, they can't do that anymore because, you know, the whole thing was a hoax. They didn't really verify any signatures. So a lot of the swing states, a lot of the different states, they are now getting a lot of this reversed and actually saying a lot of the laws that they said were laws weren't really laws. And now we can see it's getting tougher and tougher for the deep state players, which means what do they got to do? They have to either cheat and have the ability to cheat, and they're going to have to cheat by a lot because the majority of the people are going to be on Trump's side. And as we get closer and closer to the presidential election and we have a scare event and the economy crashes, this is going to be very, very difficult for the deep state players. And I do believe this is why they are now looking at an alternative. And I do believe we can see that narrative now building. The U.S. intelligence community, they're aware of more foreign election interference threats. The number of these foreign influence campaigns that have been flagged is higher now than it was before the 2020 and 2022 elections. The official said, we do not consider Russia to be our primary threat for this election and described China as taking a more cautious approach while they expect Iran to operate as a chaos agent. The ODNI has an office known as the Foreign Malign Influence Center that deals specifically with foreign threats. This office does not investigate domestic campaigns. They will inform targets of malicious foreign disinformation campaigns. So they're now building the narrative that there is going to be foreign entities that are now interfering in the election. And I do believe, yes, it's now just saying, okay, they're putting out propaganda. They're trying to force people into doing things and saying this is the candidate. But I do believe this is going to morph into now they're directly hitting our election infrastructure. And now they've taken it to the next step. And what's very interesting, the timing of the intelligence community coming out with this and what Elon Musk just came out with is very, very interesting. Because if we go back to Puerto Rico, what did they just realize? They realized that the machines and the ballots, they don't match up. And people are scratching their head going, this doesn't make any sense. Now, if we're approaching war and they're already telling us that there are countries that are looking to interfere in our elections, well, are people going to be nervous about the election infrastructure? Will the election infrastructure be attacked? Will it be hacked? I do believe so. Elon put this out and said, we should eliminate electronic voting machines. The risk of being hacked by humans or AI, while small, is still too high. Now, I do believe what's going to happen is that as we get closer to war and we see the Cuban Missile Crisis, we see war being built out in Taiwan, out in the Middle East. It gets worse there, and it's getting worse in Ukraine. Maybe there's a false flag. I do believe people are going to say, wait a minute. Are we worried about war coming here? I mean, of course, they'll say, no, don't worry about it. Nothing's going to happen here. Yes, the FBI is telling us that there could be some type of an event. We already saw individuals who are Russia slash ISIS, and they were going to hit probably New York, Chicago, other areas with a bomb, but they were stopped. Once an event happens, people will no longer trust the election systems. Not right away, but they'll realize, okay, now we have foreign governments. They're now attacking us. And once the cyber attack happens, people say, okay, we do not trust the systems right now. Elon already put that narrative out there. The people already know the elections are going to be rigged. Do you think people are going to say, you know something, let's use the systems? I think what the intelligence community is going to do is they're going to say, while they were prepping for the elections, the systems were hooked to the internet. They were downloading security patches. They were downloading the updated software. They were downloading all these different things. And we don't know what China or Russia did or North Korea or Iran, but we know that there is some type of malware. And we know there's a report saying Western governments, there is malware that has been inserted into many of the systems, and that is done by China. So all they have to do is build the narrative that we don't know if we can trust it. Yes, they could have lights go out. They can have the water system stop. That will convince the people there's something going on here. Communications can be fluctuating. And that will convince the people that the election system can't be used. Now, I don't think they're going to say, hey, by the way, let's use paper and let's have the net. No, I don't think they're going to come out and just say that. I think they're going to try to delay it any way they possibly can, which then leads us to the next phase, which I do believe that the military, then National Guard, they'll work probably together to protect the elections. Remember, there's nothing in the Constitution that says, oh, since you're in war, we have to stop the elections. Just because their computer systems don't work doesn't mean we can't use paper. And I wouldn't be surprised if the paper ballots are ready to go and everyone can use them. And I wouldn't be surprised if there wasn't a watermark on them. Very interesting. And this will make it very, very difficult for the deep state players in the end. And this is why, in the end, I do believe they're going to be using the illegals for chaos, because once we use paper ballots, what happens? Trump wins. They're going to say he cheated. They work with Russia or China or Iran or whoever. And we don't know if the election was on the up and up. We're not certifying. And they're going to try to start a civil war. I do believe this is exactly where we're headed. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know this. They know that war is coming, civil war is coming. They know they're going to use the illegals. And what's very interesting, as we approach war, as we approach all this, we were always told to watch the water. And the GOP, the House GOP, they have now moved to name U.S. coastal waters after Trump. Representative Greg Stube is introducing a bill to rename the immediate waters surrounding the U.S. called the U.S. Exclusive Economic Zone as the Donald John Trump Exclusive Economic Zone in the United States. If passed, it would mandate the name change on any applicable law, maps, documents, and other records. So, are we watching the water now? I do believe we are. But let's go back to post 846, March 5th, 2018. It says, why is this event big? What does it signify? Why is North Korea out of the news as the world turns? Watch the water. So why are we told to watch the water? Is it because they're going to change the name to Trump's name? Or is something else going to happen as we approach the presidential election? I do believe we're going to see something happen over the ocean. And I do believe it's going to be in reference to the scare event. Again, to convince the people we're going to war and to get people saying, yeah, let's go to war, and to pass the NDAA, to pass and get the women drafted, to get the American people saying, yes, let's go to war, you got to have an event. You just can't tell the people. You got to show them. And as people are looking at this going, well, this is dangerous. War can now be fought here in the United States. Missiles can reach the United States. Russia has ships in Cuba. And are they transporting missiles to those ships? Because now they can hit any target. And this is where Trump comes in with peace. And I do believe this is going to be the biggest wake-up call for the D's. Because they're not going to want war. They're definitely not going to want nuclear war. And they're not going to want war on our soil. And think about the young generation. Think about all the D's that have kids. Are they going to want to go to war? Are the women going to say, yes, draft me? No. Everyone is going to turn on the deep state players, and they're going to look for that one individual that is discussing peace, and that is going to be Trump. But this will be the awakening of all awakenings, and the people will finally be slapped out of their brainwashing, and they will see the truth. I'm not saying it's going to be 100%, but he's going to get probably 90% of the people, which means the hunters are going to be the hunted, because the people, once they see the truth, once they see the treason, once they see the crimes, once they see the enemy, they're going to demand justice in the end. And who are they going to demand it from? The commander in chief, the president. And yesterday was his birthday. Happy birthday to the president. And yesterday was Flag Day. Happy Flag Day to everyone. And I do believe in the end, the deep state, they will still push chaos. They will fight. They'll continue to fight until the very end. But once you have the people, once you have the military, once Trump is elected into office, it's game over for the deep state players. I'm not saying this is going to happen in a couple of weeks. This will still be a battle to the very, very end. But Trump will have all the leverage. He'll have the people, which gives him the strength to do this. And he will do this. Not alone, but with everybody. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.